Early Literacy and Math by Pamela Mejia de Rodriguez, published on October 19, 2017, Colorado Virtual Library. Cognitive development is the construction of thought process, including remembering, problem solving, language learning, and decision making or logical thinking, from childhood through adolescence and adulthood. Jean Piaget, a Swiss clinical psychologist known from his pioneer work in child development, believed that children construct an understanding of the world around them through experience-making connections with what they already know and what they discover in their environment. To Piaget, cognitive development was an ongoing process resulting from biological maturation and environmental experience. He divided this process into four stages according to the ages of the child. In every stage, the child is developing new connections and new learning involving language learning, early literacy, problem solving or logical thinking, math, and remembering. All these connections and learning are interrelated. We cannot separate them, even if we want. Every time we read a book with a child, they make connections between previous learning and new learnings. They develop remembering, logical thinking, problem-solving skills, and language learning. Knowing this, we can understand that even when we are reading a book about numbers, math, reciting a poem, or rhyming about counting, we are developing all these areas of the developing brain of the young child. Here are some great ideas on how we can integrate math and early literacy from the Play to Learn preschool website. We are sharing three of our favorite ones, but you can find more ideas at the Play to Learn preschool website. Chip Clip Math Rhymes and Poems, Five Little Birds. These colorful birds clips onto a wooden tree, plain tree, are available at the craft store. We painted this one with acrylic paint onto a wooden tree. The song is to the tune of Bingo. You can listen to the tune at youtube.com. Count the birds in each verse, removing the last one. Instead of a number, say tweet or chirp for the missing bird. When all of these birds are gone, invite the kids to clip them back on the tree. This is a good way to increase their hand strength, fine motor skills. If you can't find this exact bird clips, print a picture of a bird and paste it on a cloth pin. Five Speckled Frogs. Put a fun twist on an old favorite by singing Five Green Speckled Frogs with chip clips. You can find it on youtube.com. The speckle log is a paint stick, which we painted brown and decorated with spots. As the frogs jump off, they land in the pool, which is just a blue circle. Encourage your child to talk about the set of five. They are four frogs on the log and one in the pool. Five Black Cats. Use the same tree as the bird poem. The cats are Kirkland brand, available on Amazon. The goal of this poem is to help young students practice counting backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and also to begin to understand subtraction. If there were five in the tree and three climbed down, how many are left?